All right, we're back. Marks and Reese on the trade day. Checking the Twitter page here, Ike, at Marks Reese WIP. Did Trey violate the spirit of the golf tournament by recruiting ringers?
Uh-oh.
42% currently say yes.
They were losers.
58% say no. And that's something good for the Ike Juice Hotline. Yeah. 215-625-6586. You can also find that number on our social media pages. 215-625-6586. Did Trey, not that he cheat.
Oh, did cheat.
Even there were some whispers about, there were some people keeping track of your scores or whatever. But, I mean, you could say that about any of the teams.
He's not going to cheat. I'm not going to cheat, man. First of all, my guys are from the first tee program that are working on the integrity of the game. Mm-hmm. We're not going to cheat.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
No point in cheating.
I think that's unfair.
Exactly.
You can say that about anybody that's out there.
I'm not going to cheat about it. I don't cheat with golf.
No, I will. But I don't think Trey will.
I can't stand playing with guys that cheat. I can't stand playing with guys that everything is a gimme.
Especially in a scramble.
Yeah.
I don't even write down bogeys.
Why bother? Why bother?
Nothing over.
You can see videos and pictures of the tournament from yesterday on my Twitter page. I had Ike. I had a video of Ike driving and putting.
Yeah.
I had a picture of Trey swinging. I don't think I got a video of him.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
I will say it's safe to say I've never even been close to winning a golf tournament, so it doesn't even matter.
you got to get on Trey's bandwagon.
Hey, you know what it is?
It's the Florida State
in
his
group. Yeah, he won't let me in his group. We used to play together all the time.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? Because most time they have a five-man team when you play in certain tournaments. Now, if we do that, then
Slide in.
Yeah, let me slide in.
Come on in. All right. But if it's a four-man team, then we already got our guys.
Not bad. All right. So check this out. I guess it was it late last week that this story came down about the Sixers, or was it over the weekend? The Sixers trying to
I think it was over the weekend.
Trying to get into the top five of the draft that's coming up, and one of the names I think people are trying to figure out what the name would be to get him in there. It might be Dario Saric. But the name Trae Young came to my mind when I was looking at some mock drafts. And he's you look at where he's going, he's thought to be going 4 or 5, somewhere right around that area. Wouldn't he work? He's undersized. He's 6'1.5", 6'2", not a big dude. But he gives them something they don't have, which is a guy that can create his own shot. It's not bashful about shooting.
Sniper.
When he gets hot, he gets hot.
Yeah.
This team needs a scorer like that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wouldn't mind having him. I think it would create a little bit of a log jam because now what are you going to do with Markel Fultz? You're talking about Fultz, Simmons, and Trae Young, all point guards in their backgrounds, or especially Fultz and Trae Young. They actually played point guards in college.
You have 3 point guards on your team.
Yeah, so now you got 3 point guards and two of them have to find new positions to try to fit around who your point guard is, which is Ben.
Yeah.
That's the point guard on the team. So now the other two guys would have to fit. I like Trae Young. If you didn't have Markel Fultz, I wouldn't have a problem with getting Trae Young.
Maybe Trae, it's a part of a deal where you send Markel somewhere else.
Yeah, possibly. My only concern with Trae Young is would he be able to handle playing in a city like this? When you've seen him a couple times where the season got a little rough on him, he starts getting a little hobble, starts acting a little soft, and
they're going to say he's 18 years old.
Hey, man.
He's just a kid.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, but that's the excuse for everything these guys do nowadays.
But, when you come here as an athlete, you're either going to rise to the occasion, or you're going to get folded up and sent packing.
Sink or swim?
Sink or swim.
Is it that simple?
And I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if his mental toughness is there sometimes. But now, skill-wise, he has it. Yeah. He's a shooter. He can create shots. He had great handles. But, just every now and then when it got a little tough for him, you start seeing him come up with that little limp where it's like, oh, man, my hammy, something wasn't quite right. And then, nobody wants to hear that, man, when we're talking about trying to win something.
Because now with social media, it's different to where you can't escape the criticism. Before, it would be, he's in Oklahoma City or he's in this Midwest city to where the media is not that rough. Well, I don't know how many guys are listening to talk radio these days or doing anything like that. if you just pay attention to what's going on social media, which, by the way, I think all these guys do.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's looking at their mentions.
It's going to be rough no matter where they go.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough no matter where you play because you're not going to be able to escape it.
Yeah.
But it will be tougher here.
We pay attention to everything. Now, listen, if they're going in the top five, I'd rather get Michael Porter Jr. Mm. Kid out of Missouri.
Well, he might be four or even three.
Yeah.
Depending. No doubt about
it. Injury risk, all that. But, man, you're talking about the ceiling on him. 6'10", 220.
Yeah.
Shoot from the outside. Good enough athlete. Put the ball on the floor.
They could do it.
Yeah.